top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.
Good afternoon. This is the midday news for today, Thursday, April 4th, 2024.
When it happens.
I am Richie Ferrol.
Happens.
In the headlines, DFP leader Bernard Itto says Dominica's justice system is broken and the DFP has mounted a campaign in support of recommendations made by the Dominica Bar Association and Justice Colin Williams. St. Kitts and Nevis Prime Minister Dr. Terence Drew took to social media yesterday to assure the people of the Federation that their citizens in Taiwan are safe following the devastating 7.4 magnitude earthquake.
Regional.
And pressure mounts on the United Kingdom government to suspend arms sales to Israel as World Central Kitchen founder Jose Andres accuses Israeli forces in Gaza of targeting his aid workers, open quote, systematically, car by car, end quote. The news is brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited.
Our
details coming up.
When it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global.
Switch to a Ready Cash loan today. Bring your loan to us and get 25% off your interest rate. Get flexible payment terms, fast approval, and hassle-free service so you can do all the important things you need with ease. All you need is your ID, proof of address, payslip, job letter, and two references. Visit us in-store or apply online at www.shopquartz.com. Quartz Ready Cash. We are ready when you are. Conditions apply.
Welcome back. Leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Bernard Itto, says the justice system in Dominica is broken, emphasizing that too many cases are not concluded in a timely manner. Itto announced that the DFP will initiate a campaign in support of the statement made by His Lordship Justice Colin Williams about the inefficiencies of the justice system here at the end of the assizes in September 2023 and on March 13th, 2024. The Dominica Bar Association also publicly supported the sentiments of Justice Williams on April 2nd, 2024, demanding improvements be made to the system for a more reliable judiciary body. Strong offenses known as indictable offenses begin with a police investigation. Accompanied with charges, case files are then prepared and then analyzed in a preliminary inquiry in the magistrate's court. Once there is sufficient evidence, the case moves forward to trial in the High Court. Justice Colin Williams points out he has noticed serious delays in all phases of this judicial process, which is professionally unacceptable. Open quote. But when you are afraid to tell those who are responsible that they are not doing what they are supposed to do, when we try to shield people, this is the problem, end quote, he asserted. Open quote, we know where the problem is, but nobody wants to say because people are afraid to say to their friends, you playing the fool, man, end quote, Justice Williams stated. Accomplice Justice Williams questioned the definition of success in the context of the judicial system. Despite boasting a 100% completion rate for the January session, the judge challenged the notion of success when hundreds languish in prison without trial, some for years on end.
Justice Williams is saying, listen, we can't have a system where it's taking years for the basics to be done. We can't have a system where it's taking years just for the police to put together a case file and present it to a magistrate who then has to go through the evidence and the witnesses who are brought to him and make a determination if that person needs to be charged and sent a case needs to be sent up to the high courts. That system is typical, he's saying, should typically take about a year. But in Dominica, we're talking decades in some instances. And so to him, that situation is completely untenable. We're also talking about the situation where the number of people on remand is extremely high. People are waiting years without trial. That is a gross violation of justice denied. Justice delayed is justice denied. These people's constitutional rights are being violated. How can we sit in Dominica where so many of our citizens' constitutional rights are being violated and not raise an uproar about this? And so starting today, the DFP is really getting engaged on this issue to say that We must have a functioning justice system in Dominica, and the issues that were raised by Justice Williams must be addressed. We must sit down as a society and brainstorm solutions and bring this all to the public and get the public themselves to be engaged in the process.
Leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Bernard Ito. Mervyn Alexander secures re-election as president of the Dominica Teachers Association, urging the government to enhance working conditions for educators. He emphasized the need for salary increments and swift appointment procedures despite resource constraints. Alexander highlighted educators' resilience in overcoming daily challenges while maintaining high standards of performance. He spoke on state-owned radio.
To the government, the main employers of our teachers, I say to you, our teachers deserve better. Their salaries are low. Many of them hold temporary appointments for too long, and they are working with little or no resources at all. Yet they are producing. I pause here to thank the Ministry of Education, and by extension the government, for the effort being made to permanently appoint teachers in positions. And that is after much talk from the DAT. Think of what they could achieve if they were receiving better salaries and adequate resources to perform their duties. With the limited resources that they have, they're producing so much. So think if they had much, they were given better salaries, they had better salaries and more resources, what they could do. Because we have very good teachers in Dominica. With all what is expected of teachers, they should not be burdened with the extra burden of fundraising to get resources to perform their duties. I ask a question, which other category of workers in the government service has to do that?
Alexander underscored the pivotal role of teachers in shaping students' lives, emphasizing the significance of having competent educators who can foster intellectual, emotional, and moral development in children, ensuring they grow into well-rounded individuals.
The influence of a teacher has on his or her students is huge. No matter what, a student looks up to the teacher for help and guidance. Teachers are like second parents, or probably even the first parents. Teachers have a fair share in the molding of a child from the age of around 3 to 5 years old. So it is important that children have good teachers who can make them intellectually, emotionally, and morally sound and strong. Being a teacher is a great responsibility, as the present and future of children are in your hands. Hence, I would say to people who are in the profession, simply because they cannot find another job, you should consider leaving, since you might just be destroying some children's life. A teacher is like a candle. It consumes itself to light the way for others. Teaching has always been considered as a noble profession. No good teacher looks for their own success and endeavor. Rather, they always have the students' present and future in their mind. When one chooses to be a teacher, it is understood that a number of qualities are embodied in that individual. As a teacher, you are looked upon as a guide, a mentor, a friend, and a selfless abode of love and care. No matter how long or how old a teacher is, they consider the students as their own children.
Mervyn Alexander, re-elected president of the Dominica Teachers Association. The United Nations Conference on Trade and Development convened its 7th BioTrade Congress from March 25th to the 26th, 2024 at UN headquarters in Geneva, Switzerland. This global event brought together trade and biodiversity experts and practitioners for a high-level exchange on the interconnection between trade and biodiversity. This year's Congress zeroed in on the biotrade aspects related to the CMOS and sargassum value chains. The permanent mission of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States in Geneva played a pivotal role, with His Excellency Ambassador and Permanent Observer Colin Murdoch delivering the keynote address. Ambassador Murdoch shed light on the challenges stemming from one surge in sargassum affecting the coastlines of OECS countries. He stressed the imperative for OECS member states to explore opportunities within their blue economies, leveraging their vast exclusive economic zones, and the significance of the CMOS and sargassum value chains for small island developing states. He cautioned against the historical trend of specializing in exporting raw materials and re-importing higher-value finished products. The panel for the 7th Congress comprised representatives from UN CTAD, the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, the Global Seaweed Coalition, Sridath Ramphal Center for International Trade, Law, Policy and Services at the University of the West Indies, and the London-based startup company known as Notpla. This is Q95 News. General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, Thomas Leiter, is urging non-established workers to join the DPSU to ensure that they receive robust representation. Thomas Leiter emphasized the union's commitment to addressing the retirement concerns of non-established workers, highlighting ongoing negotiations with Dominica Social Security to secure pension distribution for them upon reaching the age of 60.
And the non-established people, they should, more of them should be in the union, because we are going to make representation. It makes absolutely no sense that you, as a non-established worker, you are forced upon retirement. The lowest paid people, sir, you live at no bridge pension when we negotiated for the bridge pension that the bridge pension should apply to you. So what is the bridge pension? Let me just explain for those who do not know. Social Security used to pay you your benefit, your pension at 60. That was changed, and they now pay you at 65. But you are to retire from the service at 60. So what the union proposed when we were trying to get government to give the people an option to either go at 60 or at 65, when that is the time when they will be getting their pension from Social Security, they did not accept. So we quickly brought to the table the bridge pension. Mm-hmm. And we negotiated that the bridge pension should apply to both established as well as non-established workers.
Leiter briefly discussed non-established workers, referring individuals who receive daily wages and fortnightly payments, which limits their access to benefits enjoyed by many established workers.
Non-established workers are people who are paid daily, but they receive their check or their pay fortnight, and they do not enjoy a lot of the benefits that the established people who are paid monthly receive. So here it is. You are the lowest, I hate to use the word poorest, but after they have really retired, they are poor. So what is happening is that there is a new class of poor people in the country, people who provided years of service to the state, but upon retirement they are nothing else but poor people, because their pension, since they are forced to take that pension, less than 50%. So you may have, for example, a non-established person getting $1,000 a month, but upon retirement being forced to take that reduced pension, does not get $500.
That's true.
You understand what I mean?
That's right.
So people need to join the union.
DPSU General Secretary Mr. Thomas Leiter. The government of Dominica has assured the public that it has prepared the country's emergency response departments and early warning equipment as recommended by the United Nations Early Warning National Guidelines. This, as the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season from June 1st to November 30th, 2024, will be an overcharged hurricane season. Senior Meteorological Officer Aitoma James advises the public to be cautious for the upcoming hurricane season. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration 14th of March 2024 report on El Nino Southern Oscillation Diagnostic Discussion, the above average hurricane season is a result of a transition from El Nino to ENSO neutral, which is likely to occur by April-June 2024 with an 83% chance of formation, with the odds of La Nina developing by June to August 2024 with a 62% chance of formation.
We just like to caution the public that not because we say we're going to have an above normal or below normal means that we can indicate or predict how many storms may affect Dominica directly, but it just says that we need to be prepared and be cautious for the upcoming hurricane season. Government has taken the opportunity to try to implement some of the UN's policies on early warning for all, and by that I mean we are trying to make sure that the preparation and the warning of persons for hurricanes and other tropical storms, people can get that information ahead of time so that they can be properly prepared, so that they can protect their lives and families. By doing so, we can save lives. I think one of the main things is the investment building at Jimit, which is an upgrade to what we had as an office in the past. We also have numerous stations which we can monitor the weather better from different communities. So that will give us a better indication as to how early different hazards are happening and can at least tell the people in advance this is what to expect and be better prepared so we can properly or we can better provide what we have to provide to the people. This year we expect to have above normal sea surface temperatures. We already have above normal sea surface temperatures, which is already leading to indicate that we may have an earlier start to this year's hurricane season. Additionally, there is the forecast for the El Nino transition.
And that was Senior Meteorological Officer Aitoma James. You're tuned in with Q95 News. North American-based Nature Island Dominica Civil Liberties Foundation, Nitcliffe Inc. President and CEO Sheridan Gregoire is distressed by the wrongful treatment by Dominica police of seven wealthy American tourists who traveled to Dominica for leisure as part of a new tourism initiative labeled as Aviation Tourism. The American nationals arrived on the island on March 22, 2024 on three small private airplanes and were detained and forced to withstand 7 hours of police interrogation about some undisclosed matter 2 days after already having been cleared to enter the country by immigration and customs officers at the Kinfield Airport. Mr. Gregoire sees the decision by police to detain these innocent tourists as unwarranted and appears to be politically motivated because the visitors chose to pay for accommodation from Exotica Cottages owned by outspoken environmentalist and former minister Atherton Martyr.
They knew why this man was here, why these people were there. They must have known. And secondly, even if they did not know, these are just ordinary tourists of high repute visiting your country. You know, at an establishment which is well known, it has been there for years in Dominica, nothing new about it. And then you're telling me that you prefer that kind of publicity where the U.S. State Department now has an interest in your treatment of esteemed Americans. And I understand from Crispy now that the matter has been brought to the attention of the Vice President office, Kamala Harris. Is that the way you want to be known by your neighbors? We're right there in the avenue of the Americas.
President and CEO of Nitcliffe, Sheridan Gregoire. Treasurer and board member of Nitcliffe, Crispin Gregoire, is cautioning the high-ranking members of the Dominica Police Force to reconsider their style of abusively using their power on innocent Dominicans and well-meaning visitors to the country, as was the case regarding seven wealthy Americans who came to Dominica for leisure as part of a pilot-run new tourism initiative involving a global network of aviators. Mr. Gregoire says the Human Rights Committee of the United Nations are monitoring the actions of the hierarchy of the Dominica Police Force after years of witnessing blatant acts of human rights violations by that law enforcement entity.
I want the Dominica police to be very clear about their reputation that they have, and they're continuing to build on that really poor reputation. The Human Rights Committee of the UN is very well aware of a lot of egregious behavior of the Dominica police. I would hate to think that we want to promote tourism and that is the kind of disposition that we want the world to understand and to know. I would like very much to hear from the Minister of National Security why he and others directed the police to take such action.
Treasurer and board member of Nitcliffe Inc., Mr. Crispin Gregoire. Prime Minister Dr. Terence Drew took to social media in the early morning of April 3, 2024, to inform the citizens of the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis about the status of fellow nationals residing in the Republic of China on Taiwan following the devastating 7.4 magnitude earthquake. Prime Minister Drew stated that he reached out to His Excellency Donia Francis, that St. Kitts and Nevis's ambassador to the Republic of China on Taiwan, to ascertain the status and well-being of the nationals there. Open quote, "I know it's after 3 in the morning, but I had to call our ambassador to Taiwan, Donia Francis, to inquire about our citizens there. He reported that all are well," end quote, the Prime Minister assured the public. In other news, pressure is growing on the United Kingdom government to suspend arms sales to Israel after 7 aid workers were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza. More than 600 legal experts have written to the Prime Minister saying exports must end because the United Kingdom risks breaking international law over, open quote, "plausible risk of genocide," end quote, in the enclave. Meanwhile, World Central Kitchen founder Jose Andreas has accused Israeli forces in Gaza of targeting his aid workers systematically, car by car.
I think the United States would like to have it both ways. They want to give their unconditional support for Israel, to write a blank check, but at the same time they want to uphold their humanitarian credentials. So what you see is the United States supplying all the weapons required for Israel to carry out these attacks, and at the same time asking Israel for restraint, and then expressing all these heartfelt not apologies but not condolences over what has happened. Now, I think in reality, I think this is not just an Israeli war on Gaza. I think it should be seen as an Israeli and American. But you keep seeing this narrative from the United States, is that they're trying to convince Israel not to, to not attack the civilian population. But at the same time, they're the ones supplying the weapons. So how can you... how can you explain this? So the U.S. has to airdrop aid, for example, which is just a very small amount compared to what you could get with trucks. Now, if the U.S. is supplying the weapons, how can you explain this? Does the U.S. have obviously has a lot of leverage, given it's the one who's supplying all the bombs? So either it's, U.S. is controlled by Israel, which makes it very weak, or the United States is not being completely honest here. So it's a very strange, strange narrative to put forth.
That's the midday news. Here's a recap of our headlines. DFP leader Bernard Ito says Dominica's justice system is broken. And the DFP has mounted a campaign in support of recommendations made by the Dominica Bar Association and Justice Colin Williams.
Q95.
St. Kitts and Nevis Prime Minister Dr. Terence Drew took to social media yesterday to assure the people of the Federation that their citizens in Taiwan are safe following the devastating 7.4 magnitude earthquake. And pressure mounts on the United Kingdom government and the U.S. to suspend arms sales to Israel, as World Central Kitchen founder Jose Andres accuses Israeli forces in Gaza of targeting his aid workers systematically, car by car. The news brought to you with the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited, and I have been your presenter, Richie Ferrol, with the Q95 News Team.
Top of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens.